The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Aaron Thompson, filling in for the love doctor, Julio Zamora.
Julio is getting married today.
Yes, he is.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, but are you worried that by keeping your hummingbird feeder up, you're preventing your hummingbirds from migrating? We'll fill you in whether you need to fill up your hummingbird feeder or pack it away for the winter in our first segment.
Do you have a southern magnolia? Are the seed heads disappearing? You have a thief. We'll tell you who the culprit is in our second segment.
Jimmy from Wayne, New Jersey, my old hometown, called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and asked a question about cutting his fig tree. Hear all about it in our third segment.
My guy Lynn had a fox running through his yard. Whew.
Yeah.
Are foxes something you should really worry about? We'll tell you about it all about it in our fourth segment.
Suzanne called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline after listening to our creepy crawly segment on home insect invaders. Listen in during our final segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the garden right after these messages.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
High-yield brand bone meal contains 10% slow-release natural phosphorus. It helps all plants to develop sturdy root systems and stimulate healthy growth. You'll use it every time you plant bulbs, but it also is an excellent supplement fertilizer for roses, flowers, and vegetable gardens. High-yield bone meal is sourced from steamed bone meal, which provides a clean, natural source of phosphorus. High Yield is brought to you by VPG, the Fertilome people. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. There are internet rumors and stories of hummingbirds' feet freezing to the perches of nectar feeders.
That's awful.
Where is this coming from?
That's awful. Not true. Sheesh. Not true. An internet hoax. Look, if you see hummingbirds, keep your hummingbird feeder full. But Aaron, how many times do you hear us talk about on the show about the fact that it's the sun that calls things into being? It's how much sunlight are we getting? When leaves change color, when plants begin to bloom, all of those things, it's from the sun. And it's the same thing with hummingbirds, that don't put your feeder away unless your hummingbirds are gone. And I'm talking about 2 weeks, not like, you know, honey, I haven't seen a hummingbird feeder, you know, buy her feeder in a day. In a couple of weeks, if you haven't seen a hummingbird at your feeder, it's time to probably put it away. Empty it out, because you don't want to leave it out there. We always have been talking about how hot it's been.
Unseasonably
so you don't have to
hot.
Worry about it freezing, because hummingbird feeders that are made of glass have freeze and they crack.
Right.
But we haven't gotten even near that kind of weather yet. But it's important to keep it out there, because there aren't places for the hummingbirds to get nectar. And here's something to think about. Right, hummingbirds are in Canada, and they follow the coastline down as before they go across country. Mm-hmm. And there's a launching point that is actually in Cape May for a lot of birds. I mean, everything from raptors to obviously hummingbirds and songbirds, and that there's a collection where they kind of all meet because they're all made. Some birds are traveling south to north. Some are going north to south. But that area is like a launching point for them to make a big leap across large bodies of water.
Gotcha. So, that's our rest stop in our backyard.
Yep, it is.
Right? On the way, what's the song? On the way to Cape May? On the way to Cape May, something like that.
I don't know. I don't know if you're dating yourself or me that I don't know. But
that song's older than you. I'm sorry. It is.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, it is. Much older. Much older. But look, if you have seen a hummingbird, keep your feeders full. You know, it's not going to kill you to make it, you know, another batch. The cooler it is, the longer it'll last. But if you have temperatures like this morning, I'm in the business, so I have to check to see what the weather is. We're still irrigating all of our nursery stock. And this morning it said 28. 28 is pretty cold.
Yeah, cold.
And that I was a little concerned. So if we have regular temperatures that are below 28 and your hummingbird feeder is freezing, it might be time to pack it up for the winter.
Yep.
Because you don't want it to freeze and break. Make sure when you do, you're going to clean it up real good. You're going to make sure that all of those ports, that there's no, you'll look for black mold and things that have grown into that. You should be doing this on a regular basis anyway. But again,
absolutely.
Clean it up, get it ready. So all you have to do next spring is just to fill it. So just like in spring right now, there aren't a whole lot of sources of nectar for hummingbirds. And especially when they fly across the Gulf of Mexico to get here into certain areas, that they are depleted and they need nourishment. So just keep that in mind for next spring.
Absolutely.
Anything to add, Aaron? Got any questions?
Yeah, that's a long trip.
It sure is.
It sure is. And they burn a lot of calories.
They do. Know?
So,
and yes. They're tiny.
Yeah. I actually mistaked a wasp for a hummingbird.
Did you?
Yeah. I felt out of place.
Did you think it was?
My daughter corrected me.
Yeah. No, daddy, it's a wasp, yeah, or said, no, daddy, it's a hummingbird.
It's a hummingbird.
Yeah, well.
I thought I didn't have any. This season, I thought I didn't have any, but apparently my daughter corrected me, and then she took a picture, and then she showed me. So,
well,
thank you, Ava.
Learning very well from her mom.
Right.
Correct dad.
Right, correct dad.
We need your help. You know, there was an old wise tale. They said that hummingbirds actually would ride on the back of Canadian geese.
Oh.
Not true. Another internet hoax.
We're busting myths, guys.
That's it. All right, we'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy, we want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Holytone. Holytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG! Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, do you have a southern magnolia in your yard? If you do, you must enjoy the flowers, big, giant white flowers. And in the center of those flowers are the seed heads, and they're like a seed pod, really big, almost look like a pine cone. We get to sometimes where people will come in, they'll say, hey, I've got pine cones all over my southern magnolia. How did that happen? But what that seed head is inside those velvety pink seed heads are the actual fruit where it, after it's pollinated, that they look almost like cranberries. So if you have that magnolia and you're looking for those pink velvety pods and they're not there, somebody stole them. And so what is it? It's a squirrel.
Those pesky squirrels.
I have a like 40-foot southern magnolia that is gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's getting
big boy,
a larger trunk every Christmas because the people at Bloomers come over and steal all the magnolia leaves.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like they need to work on the outside in, not from the bottom up. But that being said, so when these seed heads ripen and there's those red seeds and they're about the size of cranberries, squirrels are eating them, but they grab them before they ripen on the tree.
Okay.
So they'll bring them into their nest. They can even use it to their nest. It's funny. I was on my porch, which the magnolia is right by, and I'm hearing this like thud, like something hitting the ground, and it's the damn squirrels. Those of you who have listened to the show for any length know that I don't have a good relationship with squirrels.
Yeah.
Rodents. I want them dead.
Right.
Gone. I don't like squirrels. They cause damage. They eat your bird feeder.
Yep.
Unless you have a brome feeder. But again, squirrels can do some damage. So
absolutely.
They'll go and they'll knock them off the tree. They'll bite them off the tree and then they'll come by and they'll pick them up. And if you watch, they have these giant pine cones in that looking things in their jaws and their scampering to their nest. So that's where they're going. And actually, one of the prettiest things, like, do you have a southern magnolia?
No, I don't. I'm looking.
You've got almost everything else.
I got almost everything but the southern magnolia.
The beauty of a southern magnolia is not only the lemony-scented, gigantic white flowers, but it's when those seed pods turn pink. It just is another. So you look at multi-season color. So
right.
So they're white during the summertime, the pink pods during the fall. So you're getting that color out of them.
Absolutely. And it's also the landmarks for good landscape in one tree, color, texture, and form, all right.
That's
there.
That's it. If you want a nice landscape, a good garden, you it's color, texture, and form. Nice and easy.
The white leaves.
The
flowers, rather.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. So with that being said, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. It's just you know that that's where they're disappearing to. So, and I think they use those pods also in their nests once they eat those berries. It's not like they kick them out.
Although I have had a lawnmower run over one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they become projectiles really quick. So it's like, what's look
better,
out.
Better than my walnut projectiles.
Oh. I'd rather have the magnolia.
Yeah, you can have those. Take those for sure. I promise.
Yeah, I don't know. I see Deuce getting hit by one of them.
Right? But like, I mean, I would think like what is it called? The seed pups. Head?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the same texture of the acorn. So I could see how, you know.
It's soft. It's like softer? Velvety covered. So,
okay.
So it's not
like
as hard. But I'll tell you what, when they dry out, they get hard.
They get hard. Okay.
Yeah, when they dry out, they get hard. So, and they're big. They're big. I don't know. They're maybe 3 inches long and about 2 inches thick.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. So
see them all the time on magnolia bunches. When you're going to the stores, right?
So. Yeah, that's why my tree is, you know, limbed up to the point where I can't touch the branches anymore. But that being said, start thinking about Christmas. It's getting to that. God, it's coming so fast. So fast. We're 2 weeks from Thanksgiving.
The day after Halloween, I started seeing Christmas stuff, man.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, think about using the greens from your yard. Like the glossy green leaves of the magnolias are spectacular. And that, if you're lucky enough not to have the squirrels steal the pods, you know, you can have those on the end. There's blue juniper that you probably have in your yard someplace. Certainly arborvitae, you know, everybody I think wants to block off their neighbors, so they have arborvitae someplace. Mm-hmm. We have beautyberry that was maybe you don't know this. You know, on the back of Bloomers, there's a white fence, and along that white fence, we have some roses, knockout roses, and we also have some beautyberry. That beautyberry was planted there so we could use it as Christmas. Now, beautyberry has a tiny little glossy purple berry. Looks incredible when you put it against like a balsam wreath with a little bit of like golden hinoki, cypress, and you put that combination together, and it's a real winner.
Yeah.
It's a real winner. The trick is getting to it before the birds do.
Yeah. Seems like it would be a good contrast in color.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Texture, too. Yeah.
But birds eat it.
They do.
Birds eat it. It's just like when, Julio loves winterberry holly.
Yeah.
And that winterberry holly is a great one, too, but you've got to be aware that birds will eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep it in the house is not going to be a great thing because those berries will fall off in the heat. But outside, you know, in your house, in like porch pots, I'm growing more and more fond of porch pots. It's where you're wondering, what are you going to do with that, you know, porch, that patio pot that now is dead because we've had freezes that's by your front door.
Yep.
You basically use that and cut it back real far, and you put in evergreen in it, and you make basically, it's not really a flower arrangement, but you create an arrangement of evergreen with buried type of hollies and different things, so that it becomes more of a winter pot. It doesn't have to be a Christmas, you know, it doesn't have to be a Christmas pot,
right?
Because just like where a lot of times we talk about fall and we talk about autumn as opposed to Halloween. Like, you know, we can't use jack-o'-lanterns now, but we certainly can use any of the fall type things all the way through, really through November. And then you start right after November, once you hit the 1st of December, it's all Christmas all the time. Okay. But tell Bloomers that we started setting up Christmas, I think, in October.
Yep.
So, and it looks great.
Yeah.
You should come by and see it. So, again, all of your landscape plants, you don't want to mutilate them by cutting them back too hard, but you certainly could harvest branches to use in those winter pots out in front of your house. All right. I think that's it. Next segment coming up is Jimmy from Wayne, New Jersey.
North Jersey.
My hometown.
Hey.
We'll be right back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
We are proud to announce that Bloomers in the Garden has partnered with Renewal by Anderson of Greater Philadelphia, Delaware, South Jersey, and Southern Maryland. Renewal by Anderson is the top window and door company in the United States, specializing in replacement windows and doors. You might be thinking right now, what the heck do windows have to do with gardening? Well, Renewal by Anderson makes this beautiful garden bay window that's energy efficient and made from recycled materials. It's perfect for growing the finest indoor plants possible. When you are looking out your windows filled with plants in your beautiful garden, you don't want to see old windows that are cloudy, warped, or even rotting. That's why people in the horticulture community love Renewal by Anderson. Not only do we want our gardens to be beautiful, but their homes as well. Renewal by Anderson participates in horticultural events such as flower shows, earth days, and eco fairs. To get more information and set up a free home consultation, please visit www.philadelphiawindow.com. And be sure to tell them Bloomers in the Garden sent you.
Is she gone?
Nope, she's still standing there.
What is she doing?
I think she's watching the grass grow.
That's our job.
I know, right? She's watching the grass grow, the flowers grow. Ooh, look, the trees are growing.
I can't say as I blame her. Remember where she bought all this stuff.
Duh, bought us there too.
Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Find us online at bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Jimmy from Wayne, your hometown.
It is.
He called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and asked a question about cutting his fig tree. Let's listen to his call.
Hi, my name is Jimmy. I have a question about my fig tree. I want to clip the top of it before I wrap it. And I want to use a household chemical or paint or something to put on top of the stem so the sap doesn't come out. I know when it goes dormant, it goes down to the root, but I want to, you know, put something on top of it, you know, so this way in the spring it doesn't come out. You have any thoughts on that?
Thank you. Well, yes, we do. It's an old rosarian trick, and that this has been used for years. So what you're going to do is after you make your cuts on the top, you're going to take Elmer's glue. Remember Elmer's glue?
Oh, my goodness.
Aaron, you weren't a glue eater, were you?
No.
No?
But
did you know
I remember having to peel the layers.
Oh, yeah.
from doing, you know, arts and crafts in school.
Right? So Elmer's glue, that one that has the orange cap on it?
Yep.
Rosarians use that after making cuts on their roses on the tops, so that it prevents borers and prevents weeping and prevents a lot of different issues. And, Jenny, I suggest you do the same thing. I don't know if you've got any Elmer's glue. Don't screw around by like, oh, I'm going to use super glue. You know, you don't want to do it. Use the Elmer's glue because it's got the makeup that when the plant starts to grow or the fig starts to grow or the rose starts to grow, that it will split that apart. Just like Aaron just said, when you get it on your hands, you can peel it off. You don't want something that you can't peel off. It will do the trick. It will seal it up. And especially for borers, like we don't talk about borers nearly enough. We talk about the insecticides. It's always mentioned. It's like when you have a systemic, you use something to use it for borers. But borers, what they'll do is they'll tunnel in and they'll basically go straight through the top where you cut it and go right into your plant and just basically eat that entire stem out to where it's dead. It could be dead as far as 2 feet, depending on what type of borer you have. So that's what you're going to do. Make sure, now I wasn't, I didn't, I, you didn't make it clear if you are going to be putting a cap on top of after you, when with your call, you didn't make it clear, and I left you a message, I hope you call me back, that when you create that bundle like we talked about last week, to where you're doing multiple layers from the ground up and you're kind of making this teepee-looking contraption or on your fig, and it's because you're actually attaching it to your fig tree, put that 5-gallon bucket on top so that the inside doesn't get water in it and it doesn't start to rot. And you've got to make sure you secure that bucket. Now, this is after you've gone and used your Elmer's glue on the cuts that you've made. You put that bucket on top, and you need to secure the handle so that it doesn't end up in Parsippany. All right? So you've got to make sure that you put that bucket on top because you don't want the inside and all of a sudden it begin to get moldy and rot before you uncover it. Aaron, do you have questions? You've never grown a fig tree?
Never. I've never been a fan of fig trees. Yeah. Figs in general, I don't like to eat figs.
It's a cultural thing.
Fig Newtons. I don't like figgy pudding. I don't even like fig shin.
Oh, that's a reach. Oh, man. We'll be here all week. Please tip your waiters and waitresses.
Oh man, no, I've never been a fan, but I mean, different strokes, different folks, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I always find like for instance, figs are very similar to when you eat kiwi.
Yeah,
and has those little seeds in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I understand, but again, figs though to different population groups are, you know, it's
a big thing.
It's an essential.
Absolutely,
it's an essential.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know.
It is definitely cultural, for sure.
And it's also, I mean, it's a source of pride when you've got a big fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's, so you know, it's something to behold because it doesn't belong necessarily, especially in Wayne.
Right.
Like I mentioned, I grew up in Wayne. Wayne is right near, let's see, if you were in Wayne, there's, if you go and you take Route 46 and Route 23, that's Wayne.
Yep.
Willowbrook Mall. That's Wayne.
Yep.
Packinac Lake, where I grew up, is Wayne. That it's an area where it's on the colder side. It's not necessarily up near Sussex County, but it's in Passaic County. So obviously Patterson, Passaic, North Haledon, it's right in that pocket. It's a colder area, so not South Jersey, folks. So we often talk about Philadelphia area. It is a suburb of New York City.
That's Zone 7? 7A?
No, it's colder than 7.
It's cold, for real?
Yeah, it's for real. Because we're 7. It's closer to 5 than 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so because if you go West Milford, you know, your
elevation,
you're
up, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I got you.
So anyway.
That makes sense.
Use your Elmer's glue if you are cutting anything substantial, like we tell you, leave your roses to go to rose hips, okay? Let them go dormant. You're going to do winter pruning on your roses, and you can use your Elmer's glue again on your roses and after your winter pruning, and that's going to be February, March when you do that. But, again, it'll be the perfect thing. It'll be the perfect thing. If you've got questions about pruning, I had a customer come in recently, upset because her landscaper came and it was Sandy, who works at Bloomers, and she knows because Sandy's been there. Sandy's been there. I can't age her.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
Let's just say she's got a lot of grandchildren now since she's worked. She started with one when she started at Bloomers. And that, any case, we're talking a long time. So Sandy is our hard goods manager. And she can tell you, like, all of the insecticides that she can tell you how to grow your lawn, all of those things. And she had a landscape crew that was hired by the
HOA, I think.
Yeah,
that's
the HOA, and they destroyed all of her plants.
Yeah, she showed me pictures.
Oh, it's awful.
All that hard work that she put into it.
If your landscape company is coming out to trim, a lot of times the guys will just, they're I say it's billable hours. It's billable hours. So what they're doing is they're coming in and that they're just pruning for the sake of pruning, mm-hmm. and that they can charge for it. Not everything, like hydrangeas. Leave your hydrangeas alone. You don't want to prune your hydrangeas, especially the macrophylla type, the ones that have the great big flowers that everybody loves, mm-hmm. and blue and pink. It's over. It's over. Don't be pruning those because they bloom on their old wood. Oh, we can see if Aaron's paying attention. Aaron! So, on hydrangeas,
all right.
What is the old wood versus new wood on hydrangeas?
So, old wood is last year's growth.
Okay.
New wood is what grows new.
You know, how come Julio makes it so confusing? Anyway, but so, if you go and you cut, like, say, even azaleas.
Right.
If somebody goes in and they trim down your azaleas,
right.
What are they really trimming?
They are trimming old wood.
Which is the flowers for next year.
The flowers, yeah.
So if you're one of those thousands of customers that come to Bloomers and say, how come my azaleas don't bloom? And it's because your husband goes and cuts them back in the fall. I don't like to be pointing fingers, but he needs to take a break. Prune after they bloom.
That's
drop the mic.
That's
done.
A rule of thumb.
After they bloom. So just saying. Just saying.
As soon as you start seeing them fade, right? Like as soon as you start to see them fade.
Yeah. I mean, it's right after they bloom. If you have to do corrective pruning to where they're just like so big, but don't expect flowers. Don't expect flowers. So
okay.
Right after they bloom is when you prune. And that's a rule of thumb, like Aaron said, for almost any plant. All right. Anything to add?
No, you hit it.
All right. We'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880, and we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons, in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
Fall is for planting. Visit Bloomers Nursery and let one of Bloomers' nurserymen help you lay out your next landscape project. Bloomers has the finest selection of fall flowers. Hardy mums in multiple sizes, celosia, coxcomb, winter pansies, ornamental peppers, ornamental kale and cabbage, and all types of grasses. Bloomers has a frightening large selection of face pumpkins, flat stacking pumpkins, gourds, and fall decorating items. Come visit Bloomers, the store behind the radio program, open 7 days. Go to www.bloomers.com. That's www.bloomers.com. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, you know what?
What's up?
I had a fox that was hanging around my house.
Yeah?
No, I don't mean Danielle. I had a red fox that was bounding through my yard. And, you know, it's the first one that I ever saw. I never saw, like, what was it, a couple years ago? It was the first time I had a deer in my yard. This time, there was a red fox, you know, bushy tail, you know?
Yeah, I know red fox. Nice. I know about the dummy.
Yeah.
I know about it, you dummy.
Not that red fox.
So not Danielle, not the comedian. We're talking about the real thing.
The real thing. The real, like, miniature dog.
Okay. All right.
I'm looking. I was like, all right, this is definitely topic for radio. And it's because I'm thinking to myself, all right, if, like, I have two cats. They're indoor cats for the Gloucester County, you know, adoption Nazis. I don't let my cat out, okay? Like the thing I had to sign. It's an indoor cat.
Hmm.
And they still have their claws. Anyway, that's another topic. That's another show.
Shout out to what was it, the Alton? That's your guy, man. All right, that is another show.
Anyway, right. So the fox is there, and I'm wondering, all right, so, you know, what do fox eat? Fox eat rodents, and that they eat mice.
Good.
Maybe they eat squirrels. Get my squirrels. Catch them. They've got a big magnolia butt in their mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, I don't like squirrels. They do a lot of damage.
Too much.
Just say.
Yeah.
And then they think they're funny because you can't catch them.
Like mayhem.
Yeah, like me. Right. So, all right, so what's the deal? That people around us have had coyotes. Your neighbors probably have.
I mean, I got coyotes.
You have coyotes?
Yeah.
And where they will attack like small dogs, like a little shih tzu or something like that, that they'll go after them.
Right.
But a fox won't.
Hmm.
A fox won't. So it's afraid of dogs, afraid of humans.
Right.
Don't forget it. Like if you're out there, they're gone. But what happens if it doesn't look like it's here? Do you go up and pet it? Like if it doesn't? No, because then it probably has rabies.
Yeah.
Anytime like a wild animal that it allows you to approach it, it's not like, you know, from a Disney movie, it's because it probably has rabies or it's sick or there's something wrong with it. So you want to just call animal control, let them deal with it because they're the professionals.
That would be the most thing that would worry me would be the diseases.
Look what I found out in the backyard.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Yeah.
It would be Deuce. I don't think it would be Ava. It would be Deuce.
Can we keep it?
Yeah, right.
Well, they're cute, you know?
Sure.
But
they are not pets?
No.
Right?
No. Did you hear about the...
Yes.
The squirrel?
Yes.
The squirrel. Even though I hate squirrels, it was on the news that they killed that person's squirrel.
And he had it for like 7 years or something like that. Like,
it could do tricks. It could do all this other stuff.
They had a picture of him on his shoulder with a sign and everything.
And like all of a sudden, you know,
it's terrible.
The deep state came and grabbed it out of his house.
At that point, though, that's a pet, right? Like at that point, once he's gotten to that point, he's a pet. But foxes, though.
And the story was is that the mother was dead of the squirrel and that they raised it from a little baby.
Sure.
So... they domesticated.
But that's another one of those things where the animal control police or whoever called
somebody in somebody else's business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't disturbing the peace at all.
All right. That's the show in the other studio. They'll let them talk about that kind of stuff. But so what else? That the foxes, they are carrying ticks. They're carrying, they definitely are going to have, fleas on them, for sure, and that they've got some disease. So just stay clear.
Mm-hmm.
If they become a problem, now we used to sell a lot of this. Now this is going to sound interesting. We used to sell a lot of coyote urine. Now, it came from Milwaukee.
How did they collect?
And all I picture are these guys drunk one night. You know, and peeing in bottles and then selling it and laughing all the way, you know.
Coyote urine, right?
How do they package it? Like, how do they?
Oh, it's in a bottle. It's in a bottle.
How do they keep the coyote still? Like, what?
I know nothing other than it was like $12.99.
Okay.
And it pissed me off.
Literally.
Yeah, that's a literally joke.
We're here all night, folks.
Yeah, that's horticultural humor. anyway, but what it did is that the scent, like, you know, it's like, yeah, dogs.
Absolutely.
You know, I walked my daughter's dog, who is a beautiful male 2-year-old yellow lab that weighs about 120 pounds. Mm-hmm. And he took me for a walk through the park.
Literally.
And it was a big park. It was a state park. And every 2 feet, one side, smelling that side, smelling this side, you know, smelling that side, smelling this side. Like, he was dry by the time, yeah, we got about 50 feet in. But it is to mark territory, and it's to warn other predators or other, let's just say, like, for instance, the coyote urine, because we talk about coyotes being more aggressive, mm-hmm, where if the coyotes scare the foxes, and by using that, and it's not that you do you mark their trail or you mark a perimeter, it's that you actually go to their den and you mark their den. So, and no, I'm sorry, you know, you can't do a Homer Simpson and go out and pee on the ground. It has to be from something that they associate with as something that's going to eat them. We talk about woodchucks and such on the show all the time, that foxes will take the dens of woodchucks. So, okay, just saying, and that's where you're supposed to mark their den so that they go somewhere else. And a lot of times with repellents, that's all we're trying to do, is get them to go to your neighbor's house. Let them be somebody else's problem. Now, you know, want to know the real reason?
What's the real reason?
That I think we had a fox in my yard.
Why?
Because that Glassboro fire.
Oh.
We had a Glassboro has a wildlife management area, yeah, that's a few hundred acres.
It's like a preserve.
Yeah, and it caught on fire. And I think the animals took off, and they were trying to figure out where to go. And it's probably about 3 or 4 miles from my house. But still, I think that scared them out. And that they were looking for places to go. And I think that's why I saw the fox. Now, you had a big fire.
Yeah, we had about a mile and a half away from us.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is what it is. But we definitely did see more animals. But I'm not sure if this was as a result of that. Because the trend has been over the last 2 or 3 months, you know, more deer, more raccoons.
Their time.
More, right? So,
you know, it's the rut.
Right. Now, since it's been under and contained, I haven't seen anything.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure they're floating around. If not, they're across the street at the farm. My neighbor's farm with the chickens.
Well, that's it. Right. And fox, I mean, what they, you know, any, you know, I guess it's a, what is it, a Bugs Bunny cartoon. I mean, the fox are always trying to get in the hen house.
Absolutely.
So any type of, really, I mean, fox is preferred is poultry. Plus, like I said, they're helping us out if they're actually eating mice and such, and squirrels.
Right. Glenn really doesn't like squirrels.
No, I don't like squirrels. And you know why? I've talked about it. You know, when you pay $300, $400, $500 for a pallet of corn gluten, and the squirrel decides to tunnel in and rip every single bag on the way through, mm-hmm, and leaves the outside. And when you open it up, every single bag is ruined. Yeah.
PTSD.
I hate squirrels.
PTSD. Look, you may need squirrels to go talk to a therapist about that.
I might. I'll go. And he'll be hating squirrels by the time I'm done.
For sure.
Anyway. For sure. But if you see squirrels, here you go. See? Now I'm fixated on squirrels.
Foxes.
If you see a fox, you need to just, I mean, you'll scare it away, but it'll come back. If he keeps coming back, you're going to have to take some preventative measures by using repellents. And I'm not kidding, coyote urine. There's actually other brands too, other animal urine brands that work as a repellent, and it does work. I think some of the other repellents are better,
that have, like, say, are used with eggs and garlic and some of those other ones that it taste, it smells a little better too. And that, again, it's something, they're not pets. So they're not pets. Again, I don't know. I'll let you know if I see another one coming through my yard, because it was the first time ever, ever. And I didn't ask you, have you seen, like, you live on the edge of.
Yeah, I haven't seen any foxes.
Yeah?
Not lately. When we first moved, but no, yeah. I haven't. But we got everything else, so.
They're coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, if you've got any questions about animals that you see in your yard that you want to repel, you know what to do. Call the hotline. That number is 609-685-1880. Leave a message and your question and where you're calling from. And you know what? Where you're listening. I love hearing that. We don't get that enough. No. We have to guess.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Susan called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and had some questions from a previous episode. Here's her call.
Hi, this is Suzanne. I've listened to your program, and I heard this past Sunday when you mentioned some kind of a bug spray or application that you could put around your windows that would keep the bugs off for about a year. I'm moving to South Jersey, and I do have a problem with bugs around the window, so I would like to get that. Thank you.
Suzanne, I apologize. I said Susan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know how it is. Does somebody mispronounce your name? Leonard?
Glenn. all right, Glenn.
Hey, thanks, Susan, for the call. Suzanne.
Hey, are you implying that you're moving to South Jersey? There's more bugs here?
Whoa.
Hey, here's what you need. It's the Complete Insect Control by BioAdvance. I actually went and sprayed my perimeter with it. So I am out, but I noticed that Danielle and I, well, more Danielle than me, built a gym in the house where there are just these big black horseflies. There's like three or four of them, and they're on the windowsill And I know if I would, if I had some spray left, which I'll have to get it from Bloomers,
right,
that they'd be dead, that they would be gone.
Yeah.
You used
Instant,
too, right?
Oh, yeah. Instant Graveyard. Anywhere, anywhere,
Instant Graveyard.
It, anywhere
true.
I spread it, anywhere I put it, window seals as a perimeter, everything's, it's like it has a film or something that stays.
It, yeah. And it's, it does, if you break that, like you clean or you wipe it down, mm-hmm. it's going to be gone. It's relatively safe because, again, it's a thrin. Here's a chance to test Aaron if he actually listens to the show while Julio and I are doing. All right, Aaron, what is a thrin?
Thrin is a insecticide, pesticide.
He can talk, folks.
I mean, you got a little.
Come on.
Delphimethrin, pyrethrin.
Right. Anything with a thrin.
Right?
A thrin. And the original is an organic insecticide that was made out of, that is, it's still available. And it's made out of chrysanthemum flowers. And it doesn't have a residual. So if you put it down, it's only going to last for a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But you take that science from that plant and you synthesize it in the lab and you come up with deltamethrin and all of those ones that you just mentioned.
So my moms have multiple purposes
they do.
In life.
They do.
They're dead now.
They're dead now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't want to. Everybody else's moms are probably on their way out.
Yeah.
Moms are a seasonal plant.
Sure.
So, but in this case, they create a an insecticide out of it.
Nice.
But the organic version, the reason why it has no residuals is because it breaks down to sunlight. So if you have it in light, it breaks down really quick. I would assume if you have it in the dark, it doesn't. I don't know. I'll have to ask that to the scientists next time we talk to them.
I know sun kind of does a lot of damage to like paint jobs and things like that over the years. So I can imagine.
Well, this is like days. It doesn't, the organic variety does not have a long residual.
Okay.
And we're talking days. So, all right. So getting back to it. So why is this product so great? And again, we're talking about BioAdvance Complete Insect Killer. BioAdvance Complete Insect Killer. And it works for up to 12 months as long as it's not disturbed. And we were saying this a little racist because it's German cockroaches,
right,
being Schroeder, carpenter ants, crickets, non-porous surfaces. So again, on windowsills, on the counter, on baseboards, into cracks and crevices. I pretty much solved a problem that was those little tiny grease ants.
Mm-hmm.
They are gone. They're gone and have not been back. So you want to make sure that it's dry. Once it's dry, it's safe. Excellent product.
Yeah.
And Suzanne, that's the one. BioAdvance Complete Insect Killer. And, hey, give us a call. Let us know where in South Jersey you're moving. I'm curious now.
Absolutely.
Us North Jersey boys, we think South Jersey is like freehold.
Not until I moved down south.
Right.
And then I figured out I was all wrong about North, Central, and South Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Completely wrong.
And what was funny is that once you moved down, like I remember we first moved down and friends, like they thought we were in like Delaware.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, it's like it's on the other side of Trenton. It's outside of Philadelphia.
Right.
Like that was like.
It's a different world down here.
It is.
I mean, in a sense, I love it.
Those of you that are wondering what we're talking about, especially North Jersey people, think of it this way. It's by dedication to football team. Now, I have become an Eagles fan, but still have a little ping in my heart for the Giants. Now, Aaron, you haven't converted yet.
Because, no,
because he still has a big influence over his children at the moment.
No, Deuce. Listen, Deuce is a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
What?
Yeah, he caught me off guard.
I can see why.
Asking me for a Chiefs jersey. I said, wait, what?
Well, in any case, if you go by geographical region, by football alliance.
Yes.
Like, for instance, you've got the Giants, which is North Jersey up until you get to
Bergen County-ish.
No.
Because you got Jets people up there, man.
Not in Bergen County.
You got Jets people.
Bergen County is where they can afford the Giants ticket. Jets are like Long Island, Staten Island.
Hey. you got to go.
And
on
then
right.
And then you've got New England comes in Connecticut, right? And then Buffalo. I don't know where they start.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Sorry.
Yeah, they're sorry.
The we're only team sorry actually in New York. Yeah. Sorry, Buffalo.
Someday, we're root for you every once in a while.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, but that's where South Jersey is. All right, but regardless, we're not talking about football. This episode, we're talking about Complete Insect Killer by BioAdvance, the best indoor insect control. Hey, got crickets? I bet you do.
Yep.
Crickets in your garage? Ugh, all of a sudden, everything's coming inside because they think your house is Florida. Anyway, we'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Julio's going to be a changed man.
Man, oh man.
Wait, what do you think the impact of Julio? He's been a bachelor for a long time. And yeah. Judy...
Man.
No longer.
Those engines are purring.
Yeah. I don't know.
There we go.
Well, congratulations, Julio and Judy. We are excited for you.
Nothing but love for you guys. Have a good one. Enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy the ride.
Oh, my gosh. It's an amazing story. Someday we'll talk about it.
Yep. Best decision I ever made.
Whoa. You better get her to listen to this show.
I told you I'm trying to get a ride on the mower, man. Come on. I told you.
Anyway,
sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what, this show, a lot of information. Make sure that you're not freezing out your hummingbirds, but you're not giving up too soon. If you keep feeding your hummingbirds till you don't see them anymore for an extended amount of time. Sam, you're leaving us.
Sad to see you go, buddy.
I think we got an upgrade.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lex is all right.
I don't know. Sam's leaving us. So we've got Lexi behind the glass now.
Shout out to Lex, our new producer. Sam,
great
thank
job
you guys,
today.
Man. Appreciate you.
We'll see you next week in the garden.
See you guys in the garden.